find some, put it like a flash and go. Oh.
You're playing with your fire engine. You're going to rescue Purdy with the ladders, are you? Oh, Purdy looks like she's coming downstairs now.
Here you are, Purdy. You must come now. I'm going there and go away.
Have you finished on your potty yet, Thomas?
And on the way.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you really? Oh, good boy. Just sit down a minute longer. Just sit a little bit longer. Make sure you finish. That's a clever boy. What a clever boy. Aren't you clever?
Yeah.
Right, just sit down. Is something on fire?
Yeah.
Right, well, I don't think we need to press that anymore, do we?
Mummy's on fire.
Is she? Please don't press the button again, Thomas. No.
Oh, please?
No. Have you finished on your pot now?
No, I need that.
Yes, you can have it. Please don't put the noise on. I don't want to hear the noise.
Can I hear the noise?
No, Purdy doesn't want to hear the noise. Emma, have you finished on your potty now?
No.
You want to sit a bit longer? Okay.
Alice likes a noise.
Well, Alice isn't here, is she, Linda's dog? Have we just seen Alice?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Linda come down and I saw her out the window and go round. And then I told her Linda come. And I found a missing someone.
Well, I was talking to Linda outside and you were inside and you shouted out, "Hello, Alice." And we wondered why you were saying "Hello, Alice," weren't we?
Yeah.
We thought you were just saying it, and the next minute Alice ran round the corner and you'd seen her coming, hadn't you?
Yeah.
But we hadn't seen her. We thought you were just saying it. Is that what you've just been telling me now?
Yeah. Nothing. Alice, see her dog, Nina. Nina.
Yes, I think Alice would be frightened if she heard it. Purdy doesn't like the noise, does she?
Mummy, Purdy, Linda likes the noise.
You think Linda likes the noise?
Yeah.
Right, have you finished now on that potty?
No. I'll stay a bit
longer. You want to stay a bit longer? Okay, shall I take your trousers away?
Nothing's on fire.
Is it not?
No, Mummy's on fire.
Mummy's on fire again. Well, I'm always on fire, aren't I? Is it actually Mummy that's on fire, or the chip pans, Auntie Mabel's?
No, Mummy's on fire.
Mummy's on fire. Oh, dear. Pardon? You're whispering. I can't tell what you're saying. Purdy! Purdy! Oh, Purdy's naughty. She's started sharpening her claws on the chair, hasn't she?
On the settee.
On the settee? Oh, that's naughty, because she's got a nice scratching post just behind, hasn't she? She could use that.
Yeah. Like a lamp post.
Pardon?
Like a lamp post.
Like a lamp post, yes, but it's a scratching post, isn't it?
Yes, it was that.
What's that?
It's a fudging rubbing. Not putting Nina's on. It's rubbing right.
It's the fire engine driving away very quiet. He's not put his Nina's on, is that what you're saying? No, he's not going da-da-da-da, is he? Hello, Purdy.
You like to join in?
Would you like to join in? I think that's what Thomas is asking you, Purdy. Would you like to join in with his game?
Purdy jumped on the settee.
Yeah, she's jumped on the settee because I'm sitting on the settee. She's come to sit next to me, hasn't she?
Hey.
Hello, Purdy.
I see.
Thomas, don't get off your potty until you finish.
I stroke.
All right, have you finished? You want to stay a bit longer? That's fine. That's fine.
Lucy, what's that noise?
What's that noise?
It's a fire engine driving carefully.
It's a fire engine driving carefully?
On the street.
On the street. Oh, Purdy's getting onto my knee now, look.
Hey.
Oh, Purdy needs some affection and love, doesn't she?
Yeah. I love me, Purdy.
You love Purdy's ears? I like Ferdy's ears. I like everything about it.
I like tusks. I like Ferdy's tusks.
You like her tusks? Now, Ferdy hasn't got tusks. It's elephants who have tusks. Ferdy has whiskers.
I like Ferdy's tummy.
I like Ferdy's tummy.
I can't see her tummy.
Her tummy's under here, look.
Yeah.
Because Ferdy walks on four legs. You have legs and you have arms,
yeah.
But Ferdy has four legs and she walks on all four legs, so her tummy's on the ground. Whereas when you walk on two legs, your tummy is always facing the front, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, my tummy's.
Your tummy's there underneath your jumper, that's right. I love little pussy, her coat is so warm, and if you don't hurt her, she'll do her us no harm. So we'll not pull her tail, nor drive her away. And Purdy and I together will play. Mummy kept changing the words then, because I was going to sing, I love little pussy, her coat is so warm, and if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. When I saw you sitting there, and I changed it to, if we don't hurt her, she'll do us no harm. But then it all fell apart at the last verse, didn't it? The last line of the verse. Well, she is a nice pussycat, though, isn't she?
I love her teeth.
Yes.
What for?
Well, she's got very long teeth, hasn't she? Can you see those sharp teeth?
Yeah.
I think she might need to go and see the dentist, actually. Because she's very old.
You're a dentist.
Well, no, I don't think she'll go to my dentist. She'll go to Mr. Cooney's, the vet, won't she? Do you remember when Auntie Mabel and Pippin went to see the dentist? Auntie Mabel went to see the dentist, but Pippin went to see the vet. And that's the same when...
What is the lady called?
What lady? The dentist that Auntie Mabel went to see.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I never can't remember.
I need a clue.
You need a clue? I can't give you a clue because I can't remember. All I can suggest is that one day when Auntie Mabel's on and it's the episode with the dentist, we listen very carefully. Yeah. You?
No.
No? I think we should listen very carefully, then we might learn. I'm just getting a little bit of fur away from Purdy. Don't press that, Thomas. Purdy doesn't like it. Don't leave the bus alone, please.
The fireman go back home.
Yes, the fireman. Well, if the fireman's going back home now, then he doesn't need to put his flashing lights and his siren on, does he? He only puts the flashing lights and the siren on when he's in a real hurry to get to a job quickly. If he's just driving home, he doesn't need his siren on. No, he doesn't.
Yeah. It's your siren. It's a red thing and an orange thing.
Pardon?
We say, what's that?
What's that?
It's a fire engine.
It's a fire engine, is it?
And it's driving out at the fire station.
It's driving out to the fire station?
To see Mummy.
To see me? Oh, that's nice.
A pony.
Yes.
And then stick. Find your bread. Find your bed broken.
The fire engine's broken?
Yeah.
Why is it broken?
Nothing.
It hasn't really broken, has it?
You're not seeing anything red.
I can't see anything red. I can't see anything at all, Thomas. But your hands have gone behind your potty. You're sitting on your potty and you've put your hands behind it. What's behind the potty?
It's a fire engine.
Is it? So geez, look at that beautiful fire engine, Purdy. Oh, Purdy's giving me a kiss.
Yeah.
She's making me sneeze as well.
Well, Purdy's not anything red.
I can't see anything red, no. Purdy can't see anything red. I can't see anything red. Can't see anything red at all. I can hear Purdy purring. She's going purr. That must mean she's a very happy pussycat. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm nice of her.
Pardon?
And I saw her.
You saw her?
And I saw her.
Did you say, and I saw her?
No, I like, look.
Pardon?
I'm their lover.
You love her? Oh, Purdy Thomas is telling you that he loves you. He's a nice boy, isn't he, Thomas? What a nice boy.
There's not anything
red. I can't see anything red.
Not yellow.
I can't see anything yellow either. Well, the only thing yellow that I can see is your Bob the Builder t-shirt that you're insisting on wearing since we found it yesterday. We found it yesterday and you've not taken it off, have you? Not from bedtime. With the big JCB on the front, the big digger.
You're not anything.
No, I can't see anything red. I can't see anything red at all. Have you finished on your potty yet?
No.
No? Not at all, at all.
You'll see an ambulance going siren on.
No, I can't see an ambulance with a siren on.
No, you already know a siren coming.
Oh, you're pretending to be an ambulance, are you?
Mm. I find you pulled out of the fire service.
Pardon?
I didn't go out of the fire service.
The fire engine's going out of the fire service?
We're going to the fire service. I didn't see you.
There's the fire engine, Purdy. Can you see it now? Oh, Thomas, we can see something red now.
Yeah.
It's the fire engine.
Yeah.
What have you got there? You got anything? Why are you whispering again?
No.
You don't know. You don't know why you're whispering.
And you move back away. No, anything red
at all, mate. No, I can't see anything red at all.
Not green.
Can't see anything green either. I'm just looking at Thomas, who's being a very, very clever boy because he's sitting on his potty. Have you finished yet?
No.
No? Okay. I can see the fire engine now. It's lovely, isn't it?
Go tip, 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 tip.
It's going tip, 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 tip.
Yeah.
It's a funny noise for a fire engine to make.
It's going round a block.
It's going round the block, is it?
Is it something dropped their glasses? Someone's dropped their glasses.
Somebody's dropped my glasses?
Yeah.
Who's dropped my glasses?
You see
someone dropped
their glasses there.
Oh, look! Somebody's dropped their sunglasses, blue and green sunglasses. Just like Thomas Henry's sunglasses. In fact, they might very well be Thomas Henry's sunglasses. Let me have a look at them. Yes, they look like Thomas's. Look at those, Purdy. Purdy's wearing them.
On her back now.
Yeah, she's put them, well, as you, sometimes if you don't want to wear them, you lift them up like that, don't you, so you don't lose them. You put them on the top of your head. That's what Purdy was doing.
It belongs to Thomas.
It belongs to Thomas, is that what you said? It belongs to Thomas.
Ah, ha ha, it's mine.
Ha ha, it's mine.
It's mine.
Purdy Thomas is showing you his sunglasses. He's telling you that they're his. Look, Purdy, they're mine. That's what you're saying?
Grumbled. Big scary lion said.
Big scary lion said what? The fire engine's pulling out of the fire station, is it?
Not mummy, a fire engine there.
Yes, I can see it.
You see a crane too. You see a crayon.
Oh, I see. You're moving the arms of the sunglasses up so they look like a crane. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, two cranes.
Two cranes, a pair of cranes. That's nice. Two cranes.
say, ha ha.
Aha.
Penny smiled.
Did she smile? And I think she's very happy because she's sitting on my knee and she's saying,
Penny needs some warm, hot milk.
Does she need some warm, hot milk? Is that what you're saying? Some warm milk or some hot milk?
Hot milk.
Hot milk. Well, it can't be too hot if it's for Purdy, can it?
Yeah.
No, but she might like a little drink of milk. We ought to try with a saucer of milk.
Saucer of milk?
Yeah, it's a saucer of milk. Could you drink milk out of a beaker or a bottle or a cup? But Purdy can only drink out of saucers when they're put on the floor, can't she?
Yeah. And food.
And food, yes, a food saucer. Pardon?
I eat it and get my stick.
Thomas, you're bending those glasses, they will break. Talked about this yesterday.
I eat Purdy's food, that might make my stick.
Yes, that's right. If you ate Purdy's food, it would make you sick, wouldn't it? That's why we never eat Purdy's food. And she doesn't really eat yours, does she? Oh, listen. Who's that?
That's Alice.
That's Alice. What's Alice doing?
Barking, what for?
I don't know. She must have heard something. Perhaps there's somebody outside.
Alice heard her Angelina noise.
Do you think so? Yes, perhaps she did. Yes, perhaps Alice heard the fire engine.
I called Linda.
What about Linda?
Was anything red?
I can't see anything red, no, no.
You'll see some hands.
I can see your hands, yes.
Pulling out the fire station.
Is it? Oh, yes, there it is, pulling out the fire station. I can see it now.
Stop the noise.
Oh, excuse me.
And it stopped.
Where's the fire engine going to? It's pulled out of the fire station and it's stopped. Where's it on its way to, or has it got where it's going?
It's going quickly now.
It's going where?
Quickly.
Oh, it's going quickly. That's why it's got its siren on and its lights flashing.
Something's on fire.
Something's on fire. Well, that's a good enough reason for it to start flashing and making a noise and go quickly.
Something's on fire now.
Yes. Purdy, I'm going to have to put you down, sweetheart, because I'm sneezing. I'm sorry. So we're having a nice little cuddle, aren't we?
You're something so offensive called quickly.
Oh, Purdy, something must be on fire. Something must be on fire because the fire engine is moving very quickly.
Purdy's on fire.
Purdy's on fire?
Yeah.
Oh no, how's Purdy got to be on fire? How come Purdy's on fire? What's happened to her?
It's out now, Purdy.
It's out now, Purdy. You're all right. Whereabouts was she on fire, Thomas?
On Purdy's tail.
On her tail? Oh, dear. How come her tail caught fire?
Somebody splashed her.
Pardon?
Somebody splashed her.
Somebody splashed her?
Yeah.
What with?
On water.
On water? Well, I think if somebody... Don't put siren on again, please.
Somebody's on fire.
Yes, but please don't put the siren on now. I think if somebody smashed a towel with water, Thomas, it would put the fire out, wouldn't it, rather than start the fire. What caused the fire? What made her tail catch fire?
That black thing.
What black thing, Tom?
That black thing made the water out. That black thing ran.
You mean the hose?
Yeah.
No, but a hose is full of water and that puts fires out. It doesn't start them. Did Purdy walk too close to the fire?
Yeah, that's on fire. You heard a noise.
I did hear a noise. Purdy likes to curl up on the rug and go to sleep in front of the fire. So perhaps that's what she did. Maybe she got too close to the fire and perhaps a spark jumped out of the fire and cut onto her tail and her tail went whoosh. And the fire engine came quickly and put her out, didn't it? Poor Purdy. I think if her tail was on fire, we'd have to take her to the vet, wouldn't we, to check if everything was all right. her teeth while he was there, while we were there, couldn't he? Well, he was checking her tail, he could check her teeth. Have you finished on your potty now, Thomas?
No.
I did hear a noise. Down you go, pussy.
Find you. About the leaving our potty open. You're what's on fire?
What's on fire?
Mummy's on fire.
Mummy's on fire now? Well, how has Mummy come to be on fire?
Quickly.
Yeah, please don't make the sound again, Thomas. I don't want the sound anymore. I don't want the sound. Thank you.
Please.
No, not now. Play with it later, not now. Have you finished on that potty?
No.
No? Do you want Mummy to walk away a few moments?
No, I'll sit there. You sit there.
Well, I'll sit there because I don't want to hear that fire engine.
Fire engine's coming quickly around.
Is he?
Yes, he wants some mud.
Pardon?
Yes, he wants some mud.
What's on mud?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's on mud?
Fire engine coming to his knees.
The window cleaners at Sue's house.
I see.
Well, not if you've not finished on your potty.
My window cleaner.
Yes, I don't think he'll come to us today, though, because they usually do one side of the road one day and another side the next day, don't they?
Hello, Purdy. What's it there?
You'd like me to sit back down again?
You are
the Mabel. Am I? But you see, when I sit down, Purdy jumps back on my knee. Look, there she goes. She's sitting back on my knee again, isn't she?
Yeah.
Is that funny?
Look, she jumped on my knee now.
I don't think she'll jump on your knee, Thomas.
But it may scratch me.
Did Purdy really scratch you on your knee?
Yeah.
When?
Jump on my knee and scratch me.
Well, I think if she jumped on your knee now because you haven't got your trousers on, you've got bare legs, I think she probably would. She wouldn't mean to, but since she jumped up, her claws might dig into your knees and it would hurt, wouldn't it? But that would be an accident. It would only be because you weren't wearing trousers. She wouldn't mean to scratch you.
That's true. How strong.
Want to stroke her?
I need to move.
You need to move?
I need some pushing.
Well, why don't you stand up? And just carefully move your potty a little bit nearer. Don't tip it up. Are you sure you don't want to get off the potty now?
Look, a button hit.
Pardon?
I like your claws. Claws, where are you?
You like her claws? Well, I think it's as well if her claws stay out of the way for the moment, don't you?
I look under her paws.
You want to look under her paws to see her claws? Oh, that's nice. You're giving her a kiss.
Just a... I'm stroking
her. Oh, just carefully, Thomas. Don't stroke her that way. That way. Just one way. That's it. Yes, yeah, stroke her that way. Stroke her that way.
About papping. Papping.
No, you don't pat to pussycat. You might pat a dog or a horse, but you don't pat at pussycat. You stroke them gently. That's what they like.
I pick a nose.
No, you can't pick a nose. No, you can't pick yours. That's dirty.
I snip it. Snip, snip, snip.
No, again, you have to do that sometimes with dogs, don't you? But you don't really need to put a pussycat's name.
What's that noise?
No.
I think that's the
poo. Do you? I think it's just the noise of you moving around on the potty. Don't you?
Alice barking again.
I can't hear Alice barking.
one.
And you didn't want to wait. Let's have a look. Oh, what a clever boy. What a clever, clever, clever boy. You finished, haven't you?
Yeah.
Good boy. Let's just give you a quick wipe.
Yeah.
Oh, what a clever, clever boy.
That's like water.
It is like water. Well, that's everything you drink. Yeah. You see, when you drink a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
It all goes in your tummy.
Yes.
And then you have to wee-wee to get it out of your tummy.
Yes.
Otherwise you'd pop, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Oh, that is a clever boy. Mm. Right, we won't just get you dressed for a minute. Let's go wash your hands. Mummy's very, very proud of you, Thomas. I really am. Mummy's very proud.
Hello, Purdy.
Yes, Purdy, isn't Thomas a clever boy? Right, would you like to get your stool near the kitchen sink, Thomas, please?
Hey, that's home.
No. Will you please get on your stool? Ready to wash your hands? Some soap. If you leave the tap running a few minutes, then eventually warm water starts coming through. There, it's warm now. Can you feel it? Does that feel warmer? It's not hot, but it's warm, isn't it? There we are. That's a good boy. What a good, good boy. Let's try your hands now.
I'm going to play my money now.
Well, we're going to have something to eat in a minute. We need to get you dressed.
I need to get my dad money. What's the money box?
Where's your money box? Your money box is upstairs.
Oh, I need a kit.
Please. Oh, we'll get it in a few minutes.
Please.
Now. I'm not going to put pants on though. I'm going to put a nappy on because this afternoon you're going out.
I love Purdy.
I love Purdy. Yes, you do. You're a good boy.
What's this doing there?
The chair. Well, I just put it there so I could put the microphone on a high shelf. No, the thing is, when you're not properly potty trained yet, are you? And Grandma and Grandad, when they come, if they take you out somewhere and they don't know where the toilets are, they're going to be a bit stuck, aren't they? So we'll put a nappy on just in case. But if you want a wee or a poo, will you just say? Because then we can get the potty quickly, can't we?
No, toilet.
Yeah. Well, the toilet, yes, you've got a special seat that fits on the toilet. Just as long as you tell us, it doesn't matter where you go. But it would be lovely if you told us. Wouldn't you be a clever boy if you did that?
I think I would.
I think you'd be such a clever, clever boy if you did that.
Look, it's powder, water, flowers, nice and shiny.
You've got hold of the powder and you're squirting it. The lid's fastened, so nothing's coming out. Are you pretending to water the flowers that are in the vase? Thomas?
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
It's finished now.
You're finished. Can you put your legs down straight, please?
Yep. Powder's coming out. On this flowers.
Powder's coming out and it's going to sit on the flowers, is it? There we are.
First, it's
being dirty
now. Nice and shiny again.
What's nice and shiny again?
My flowers
are nice and shiny. Oh, my flowers are nice and shiny. I'm just going to let Purdy in. Here, of course, off you go.
He's left dirty now. It is dirty.
Well, I don't think the flowers are dirty, really, Thomas. They're beautiful flowers, aren't they?
I'm making them nice and shiny. That one's dyed.
Has that one died? Oh, no, it hasn't died. That's in bud, Thomas. That means that the petals haven't opened yet. You keep watching that flower in the next day or so. It'll open up and it'll look like this. The petals will come out and it'll be in full bloom like the others. There are quite a few still in bud, aren't there?
Is this wood in there?
Do you know what we've got to do one day? We've got some seeds to plant. I'll have to see if I can find them. Well, last year you were given some Teletubby plant pots and some seeds and a little trowel. And I think it was the wrong time of year for planting. And we've got some compost now in the garden. And if it's the right time of year, would you like to do that? We can't do it today because I've got to go back to work.
My grandma bought it from B&Q.
Well, Grandma and Grandad bought the bag of compost from B&Q, yes, so that when Mummy does her tubs. Because I've done some pots, haven't I? Still got the hanging baskets to do there. Haven't managed to get around to doing those yet.
Your hair's dirty.
My hair's dirty, so you're going to put talcum powder on it. That'll really help, won't it? My hair, I'll have you know, young man. You cheeky monkey. I've had a bath, I've washed my hair, I've got makeup on, full makeup, I'll have you know. And I'm very smartly dressed because I am at work today. You cheeky Aaron. I've just come home actually, haven't I?
No, you want to play my mummy's first.
Do you? Well, I'll get it for you.
Thanks. I'm your shopkeeper.
Are you? Well, I've had to come home because I'm going back in later on tonight. So.
This is on his chair.
So don't start telling me my hair's dirty on a day when I think I look very nice, cheeky monkey. Mm-hmm. Let's put your slippers back on.
Mummy, your hair's dirty.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is your hair dirty?
Your hair's dirty.
If your hair's dirty, I think we'll go upstairs and wash it, shall we?
Yeah.
Do you want your hair washing? No.
You'll be dirty on your hair.
You guys put your Bob the Builder hat on, you can't see it.
You'll be dirty after wash your hair in the shower.
Yes, washing my hair in the shower, that's right.
I have a dinner, baby.
Why?
I go really in my potty. I have a dinner, baby, now. Singing
when you're on the roses, I don't think we've got any jelly beans. Anyway, we're about to have some lunch. We've got to be quick.
Give my money first. Please.
Well, it's a pound coin I found in the garden, but it's not a proper pound, is it? It's a toy one, so I'm just going to have to give it a wash before you play with it.
What for?
Because it's been in the garden, we don't know how long. It might have been there since the summer.
Because it dropped down forward.
Well, perhaps it was, I don't know, I really don't know what it was doing outside. Perhaps you're playing with them outside. Anyway, whatever the reason, it's now inside and I've just washed it. Here you are. Not in your mouth, please.
Yes. I made lots of money. I made lots of money now.
No, I don't know where the rest of the money is, Thomas, I'm afraid. There you are, there's some coleslaw there.
Yes.
Shall we pop a bib on?
Yeah.
Tastes good.
Delicious.
Delicious? Yeah. Oh, you can say delicious now because you used to say delicious. When you said delicious, it took me ages to work out what you were trying to tell me. And finally, the penny clicked, it was delicious. Now we've got some apple ready in a pot, haven't we? I'm having a quick look in the fridge and seeing what we've got, and whatever we've got, that's what we're having for lunch. Isn't that right? Does the coleslaw taste nice, Thomas? Tom?
Yeah?
Does the coleslaw taste nice?
Good.
With some cheese.
And I need washing. What's that called?
That's a sausage roll. Would you like a sausage roll?
In the sausage roll shop. And money.
And how about a drink? What would you like to drink?
Coleslaw.
You can't drink coleslaw. Would you like some Ribena or a glass of water?
A little water.
Glass of water?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just making a noise trying to get the sausage rings out of the packet. Oh, the pastry looks nice on this, Thomas.
What's the love?
You know, do you?
I put in Sainsbury's.
You put in Sainsbury's, actually. It does say Sainsbury's on the packet. You're quite right, you didn't buy them. But Daddy did. Would you like some tomato sauce with your sausage roll?
No.
No, thank you. Okay. And how about some quavers?
Boys, please.
Plate. I'll just get a drink.
I'll do that.
I think Birdie wants letting in, so she'll probably want feed. I'll be ever so careful with that because the glass is quite full, darling. Okay. Right, come on, Puss, would you like your lunch now? Behind her, we didn't know she was there. It's a silly thing to do, wasn't it?
You hurt her, Mummy.
Pardon?
You hurt her.
No, I didn't hurt her because I didn't put my foot on her, but she nearly tripped me up.
You're supposed to hurt her, Mummy.
I tripped over her, I didn't tread on her.
Fell on her.
If I tried Mother, I think she would have cried, don't you? She would have cried and run away, and she's just standing right next to me with her face. There you are, Puss.
That is lovely and sound. Oh, she's a little lunch.
I'm just thinking, this, after all that fuss, she's just walked away, hasn't she? I'll put some biscuits on top, perhaps that's what she wants.
They will be. And that, yes!
Did you enjoy the sausage roll, Thomas?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
It's delicious.
Is that better? Oh, there's plenty of sausage roll there.
Yeah.
And would you like some of that? That's pasta.
Oh.
Put a spoon in it, and then if you do, there you are. I think I'll join you. Water tastes nice.
Yeah. The food's cold.
What's very cold?
The water's very cold.
The water's very cold, is it?
Yeah. You drink it, it's very cold. It slips down.
It slips down, is it? I'll have a little sip. It is quite cold, isn't it?
Yep, and it's warm.
No, you can't drink warm water. It's not been in the fridge, it's just been in the jug in the kitchen. It must be very cold in the kitchen today.
I'd ring up and you're supposed to lower your box. I'm going up a big boy now.
Oh, you're going to grow up a big boy now because you're eating your lunch, yes. Oh, is that what you were talking about? You're going to grow tall enough so you, that you can reach that toy post van in John Lewis?
And a police hat too. And a police box too.
The police hat was nice, wasn't it? It looked like it was a policeman's uniform and a hat, but when you pressed the button on the hat, the badge on the hat, it started flashing and making a police car sound, didn't it?
I say, ha ha, it's my hat.
So that you could wear it and say, aha, it's my hat.
Yes.
You're having a nice lunch?
Yeah. Well, water's very hot.
Your water's very hot, when it's exactly the same water that you were complaining about being too cold a few minutes ago. Dear, is it so hot it's making you cough?
Yeah.
Goodness me. We've been looking at those jigsaws again, haven't we? The jigsaws with the seasons on.
Yeah.
It's very hot in some of those pictures, but this one, with the sun shining there.
It's hot.
It must be hot, wasn't it? Oh dear, that water really, really must be so hot because it's making you cough and splutter, isn't it? Now be careful, you're going to knock it on the floor. Good boy, you've drunk a whole glass of water. Now don't forget to eat this nice sausage. Ooh, lovely. Look at that. And how about the cheese? This is exciting cheese, isn't it? It strips it down.
Yeah, I need some more water.
Do you? In a few minutes, eat some more lunch first, otherwise you'll fill up so much on drink. It's that big wee, that's why you need another drink, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get such a big wee in your potty, wow! Look at this nice cheese, it looks like a wiggly worm. Wiggly, 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 I'm going to eat some.
It's more like a cheese. It's more like a snake.
It is more like a snake, yes.
It's some people.
Oh, eating some people, yes. Thin strips of cheese.
It's more like a crocodile eating people.
It's more like a crocodile eating people, goodness.
Mummy's on fire?
Yeah. Oh, I'm always on fire, aren't I? Are Grandma and Grandad on fire when they come to see you?
Yeah.
Have you been playing that with them today?
No.
No. Those quavers are making a nice crunchy sound, aren't they? Crunch, crunch. Thomas has gone quiet. It's not like my Thomas, is it? Oh, are you giving me a kiss?
I want to eat people.
You're a crocodile, you're going to eat people. Oh, goodness me. Oh, you're eating me?
Yes. I eat you all over my tummy.
If I'm you would wait till I had a lunch, and then when you swallowed me, you'd be able to eat me and sausage roll and pasta and cheese and coleslaw. If you eat me now, I haven't eaten it all up. Now don't bite, Thomas. Don't pretend. Try this, it's really lovely. Going to have some more sausage.
No.
Just looking at your bib. You seen who's on the bib? What's in your bib? Do you like some more coleslaw? Crunching on an apple now. You like food that makes a noise, don't you?
Yeah.
You like food you can get your teeth into, like a crocodile. Snap went the crocodile. Oh dear me.
Ooh,
I thought that was a noise you made when you were pretending to be a train, not a crocodile. The apple tastes nice.
No.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said no. What are you looking at?
Your cereal bars.
Cereal bars? We've got some cereal bars, but they're in the cupboard. I don't think you can see them sitting where you are. What is it you can see?
Good answer.
Did you say a crocodile's a monster?
Yeah.
Ooh. Best be careful then, haven't I?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that monster? It was a funny noise, wasn't it?
A duck.
It sounded like a duck.
I think that's a crocodile to me.
It sounded like a crocodile to you?
Rainbow.
Well, there are some swans and some ducks on the pond, aren't there? Can you see all the pigeons have flown up onto the roof of the house behind?
It made funny noises.
Yes, that was very strange because there was something making a very, very strange noise and all the pigeons had flown away.
That's a strange noise.
It is a strange noise.
I think that's a pussycat crying.
Well, it did sound almost like a pussycat. I'm wondering whether it's the fox because we have several foxes around here. And although normally they only come out at night, we see it during the day, don't we? Do you remember that afternoon when we were sitting in Linda's house? And we saw the fox have a wash and curl up and go to sleep on the shed roof.
Yeah.
And that was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, wasn't it? So they do come out during the night.
That's like a squirrel something like that.
Pardon?
No, that was a squirrel.
Do you think it might have been a squirrel or something like that?
I think that's relevant.
Hmm? I don't think it'll be an elephant, Thomas. It was a strange noise, but I don't think it was an elephant.
Yeah, I see an elephant going, no!
Well, if I see an elephant jumping over that fence, I'm going upstairs. Is that all right? I'm sorry, you can sit there if you like, but I think I'll disappear upstairs. Because if it came through the door, I'd be frightened. I like elephants, but not in my house.
I like the elephants,
those are
my favourite.
Elephants are your favourite, are they?
Yeah.
It's good to know. I suppose that you'd like to meet an elephant. The patio door, would you?
Yeah.
Would you? Well, you probably would. And you'd find it funny seeing Mummy running upstairs, wouldn't you, to get away from it? Do you think you would? A drink now. Oh dear. Oh dear, Thomas, would you like some more water? There's some milk there. Would you like some milk?
Yeah.
A cup of milk in a cup. Be careful not to drop it. I'll just find a box to put the sausage rolls in that we haven't eaten. Fridge can't for another day. Do you think that would fit in that box?
Yes.
No. Drink properly, Thomas, if you're drinking from a cup. Otherwise you'll spill it. Does that taste good? Oh look, just fit in, won't they? The only problem is I can't find the lid to the box. What do you think we've done with it? Oh, there it is. Time when you used to say Delius and I didn't know what you were talking about. All of a sudden I worked out, it must be delicious. And it was, wasn't it? Thomas was saying delicious. It's a strange noise to make when you're drinking milk. Excuse me, please. There we are. At least if we put them in that container, we can see that they've got sausage rolls inside, can't we? Whoops-a-daisy. It's good to be drunk it up.
My
girl's dropping down. The girl's dropping down. I think you need to be... That's it. I'll just pull you a little bit nearer the table. I think that was the problem, sweetheart. You enjoyed that?
Roll down. Okay.
Talking to yourself. Are you saying something to me?
Ha! Big dustbin lorry.
You're a big dustbin lorry eating coleslaw. Is that right? Every time you lift up a spoonful of coleslaw, it's like the men throwing bags into the machine. The machine going, and the bags disappearing. You do a very good impression of a dustbin lorry, John. Oh, you're a good boy. You've eaten all that coleslaw up. It's a clever boy. A clever dustbin lorry. You're collecting all those bags. We'll just get a cloth and wipe the table. Oh, pardon you. What do you say?
Bless you.
No, that's when you sneezed, you say. Excuse me, please.
Excuse me, Mr. Cabot. Please have some carrot cookies.
What did you say? Please, Mr. Cabot, could I have some Diet Coke, please? What are you talking about?
About silly women when I send my home.
You're talking silly altogether, don't you?
Silly woman.
No, don't say that, Ollie doesn't like that. Have you finished the coleslaw now?
Okay. When the dustbin lorry rounds.
Hang on, there's a tiny bit more there for the dustbin lorry. Right, now would the dustbin lorry like to collect that sausage roll up, please?
Well, don't you have dustbin in here? I'm collecting all these bags.
Yes.
From the dustbin lorry bags.
That's right, yes. You can collect all the cheese. I've just wiped the table, Thomas, so that I can just do these jigsaws again that we had out yesterday. And I can put them back in the right boxes because I think we've got one piece missing. Don't you?
Cotton railway is golden girl, silver bells, colorful bells.
Are you singing? Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells, and pretty maids all in a row, 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 and pretty maids all in a
row, 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 row,
row, row, row. Right, it's one piece from the winter jigsaw puzzle that's missing, so we'll have a good look round for that. Right, so that's the box for the winter jigsaw. Would you like a yoghurt now, Thomas, and from our shray?
No.
Do you need your pottery again?
No.
Sure. How about finishing the apple? That's nice.
No.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
That's better. If you're offered something you don't want, it's just nicer to say no thank you than just no. There we are. Now, the autumn one. That was the one where they were picking up the leaves. And the pussycat in the wheelbarrow. And you can see the sun, but it's very much covered by clouds, isn't it?
Putting round and round and round on a wheel.
What are you putting round and round and round on a wheel?
The jigsaw.
This is the summer one. We'll put that in the box. What did we see on the summer one?
Little
melting ice cream. That's right, little girl with an ice cream. I think the sun was making the ice cream melt, wasn't it? It was dripping down. There we are, that's the summer one. And then we just need to put the spring one back in its little box. There. And the spring one, it's spring now, isn't it? All the things we might see in spring. showers, especially in April.
Yeah.
Some wind in March. That's right. The sun's bright though, isn't it? And look, there's a butterfly. Look at the rainbow. That's because we have rainbows when the sun shines and it rains, don't we? And look, the little Easter chicks. And look, daffodils and tulips. Ice cream flowers.
Sausages!
And sausages, yes. I'm sure you can have sausages whatever time of year it is, Thomas.
Hey, already played them.
Hey, are you ready to play? Are you singing the theme tune now for the teenies?
Yeah.
There we are. Now we put them all in this big box. Spring, summer, autumn and winter. Four little boxes represent the four seasons. And we put them in the big box and that's the whole year taken care of. How's that?
There's lots of things gone.
Lots of things. We just need to look for one piece when we've got a moment. Of the winter jigsaw that's missing.